Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
This is the United States citizens taking the street and showing that we have right to fight, and we are not okay with the game of the Washington politicians.
Occupy Boston is rallying on City Hall Plaza right now. That was participant Jose Briseno at the megaphone. The group is looking for a new way to spread its message 2 days after police evicted the last remaining protesters from their more than two-month-old encampment at Dewey Square. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is at City Hall Plaza. Kurt, is this like their previous rallies, or is it really a planning session? And has the group planned any official next step?
Well, the group is right now talking about what the next steps are, but in a way, this is a bit of a regrouping session because they didn't lose their prime real estate in front of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston there at Dewey Square. And some of the younger folks in the movement feel like it was a defeat or a loss. And here you hear a lot of older folks who were part of the, you know, other social struggles in the 60s, telling them, look, there's an ebb and flow to these things. Buck up, little campers, and let's move on, keep it alive.
Kurt, today the Occupy movement in three West Coast cities partially blocked ports there, and Occupy Boston has talked about doing a similar thing here. Is there anything else on the table that they're considering?
They have been talking about that here. They've also been talking about breaking up and starting smaller Occupy encampments in different parts of different towns. I mean, they one of the rallying cries was Occupy Somerville, Occupy JP, Occupy Roxbury. And some of the students here say that they want to do similar things on college campuses. They're still talking about all of this, but I think that's a little bit of the message now that, you know what, if they want to decentralize us, then let's multiply and try to pick up the momentum in many different places.
And Kurt, as you know, the Occupy movement has faced some criticism by people who say it lacks focus, that even though it has a message about economic inequality that's clear, it hasn't actually come up with specific political action. What do members of Occupy Boston say about that now that their camp is shut down and they have no specific plan in place?
Well, they still feel like they have a very solid message, and that's sort of taking the profits away from the 1%. And passing them along to the 99%. And so they still see that as not a, too vague or unfocused thing. And so they're going to keep going after that. But I think you're right in the sense that this is a test for the group. They've sort of been bumped out of their first iteration as a movement. And now it's a test to see if they can keep going on in different venues, in smaller groups, and will they still get the same sort of momentum that they had before? But they do have technology on their side. They do have a network now, and it's possible.
That's WBUR's Kurt Nickisch at City Hall Plaza, where Occupy Boston is now rallying. Kurt, thank you.